Okay, our friends. So today we're reading a story, which is actually a follow-up. It's the sequel to a story that we read not long ago called The Gruffalo. This is the Gruffalo's child, who is kind of a monster, right? And I can't wait to see what kind of silliness lies in store. In the picture, we can see the Gruffalo, who definitely looks like a monster, with its child on its lap. And the snow has fallen and night has come, and it is a cold winter's night. So let's see what kind of story we get out of these guys. You ready? The Gruffalo's Child is written by Julia Donaldson, and the pictures are by Alex Scheffler, and it's read today by Mommy and Meow the Cat. Here we go. The Gruffalo said that no Gruffalo should ever set foot in the deep dark wood.
Why not? Why not?
Because if you do, the big bad mouse will be after you. I met him once, said the Gruffalo. I met him a long, long time ago.
What does he look like? Tell me, Dad. Is he terribly big and terribly bad?
I can't quite remember, the Gruffalo said. And then he thought a minute and scratched his head. The big bad mouse is terribly strong. And his scaly tail is terribly long. And his eyes are like pools of terrible fire. And his terrible whiskers are tougher than wire.
Oh, goodness. He does look pretty scary based on that description, doesn't he?
One snowy night, while Gruffalo snored, the Gruffalo's child was feeling bored. The Gruffalo's child was feeling brave, so she tiptoed out of the Gruffalo cave. The snow fell fast, and the wind blew wild. Into the wood went the Gruffalo's child. Ah, oh-ho! A trail in the snow. Whose is this trail, and where does it go? A tail poked out of the log pile house. Could this be the tail of the big bad mouse? But in the picture, we can see whose tail it is, right? Yeah, it's a snake. Out slid the creature. His eyes were small, and he didn't have whiskers. No, none at all.
You're not the mouse. Not I, said the snake. He's down by the lake, eating Gruffalo cake.
Ew, Gruffalo cake? That sounds awful.
The snow fell fast, and the wind blew wild.
I'm not scared, said the Gruffalo's child.
Aha! Oh-ho! Marks in the snow. Whose are these claw marks, and where did they go? Two eyes gleamed out of a treetop house. Could these be the eyes of the big bad mouse? Let's see. Down flew the creature. His tail was short. He didn't have whiskers of any sort.
You're not the mouse.
Too-hoo, not I, but he's somewhere nearby eating Gruffalo pie.
What was the creature?
An owl, yeah. Yep. The snow fell fast and the wind blew wild.
I'm not scared,
said the Gruffalo's child. Aha! Oh-ho! A track in the snow. Whose is this track, and where does it go? Whiskers at last. And an underground house? Could this be the home of the big bad mouse? And in the picture, we can see the nose sticking out. But I don't think it belongs to a mouse. What do you think?
What animal does that look like to you?
Meow.
A meow? Yeah. Well, or maybe a fox? Yeah, I would think so.
Out slunk the creature. His eyes weren't fiery. His tail wasn't scaly. His whiskers weren't wiry.
You're not the mouse.
Oh, no, not me. He's under a tree, drinking Gruffalo tea.
It's all a trick,
said the Gruffalo's child, as she sat on a stump where the snow lay piled.
I don't believe in the big bad mouse. But here comes a little one out of his house. Not big, not bad, but a mouse at least. He'll taste good as a midnight feast.
Oh dear. Yeah, we do see that the Gruffalo's child has officially seen the mouse.
Wait,
said the mouse.
Before you eat, there's a friend of mine that you ought to meet. If you let me hop on a hazel twig, I'll beckon my friend. So bad and so big.
The Gruffalo's child unclenched her fist.
The big bad mouse? So he does exist.
The mouse hopped into a hazel tree. He beckoned and said,
just wait and see.
Out came the moon. It was bright and round. A terrible shadow fell onto the ground. Who is this creature, so big, bad, and strong? His tail and his whiskers are terribly long. His ears are enormous, and over his shoulder he carries a nut as big as a boulder.
The big bad mouse,
yelled the Gruffalo's child. The mouse jumped down from the twig and smiled. Because for our friends who can't see the picture, what really was it that scared the Gruffalo's child? Was there really a big bad mouse?
No, it was just the normal mouse.
No, it was just the normal mouse. But what had happened?
The mouse scared away the...
He had a shadow come out, didn't he, from the big moon? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Isn't it funny how sometimes shadows can look really scary, but they're really not actually scary? And shadows couldn't hurt you anyways, could they? But the little Gruffalo doesn't know that. The mouse... Okay, so.
Aha!
Oh-ho! Prints in the snow? Whose are these footprints? And where do they go? The footprints lead to the Gruffalo. The footprints led to the Gruffalo cave, where the Gruffalo child was a bit less brave. The Gruffalo's child was a bit less bored. And the Gruffalo snored and snored and snored. Because now they know you don't mess around with those mice. They are scary guys. Right? Yeah, I thought so. So in the picture, we can see them all curled up. Maybe they're going to hibernate, do you think? Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe. But that, our friends, is the end.